Friends, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. It seems as though we are wall-to-wall financial shows on RBN today. And I might as well answer that lady's question. Bob didn't have enough time to really explain why it is that reports were out that people were selling gold and silver in order to make margin calls. Margin calls went out fast and furious today. A lot of people got some really bad news today. When you are hit with a margin call, because you have stocks on margin, you have to raise cash very quickly. And last night, when the Asian markets and followed by the European markets went into a free fall, obviously margin calls were triggered. And usually what happens in that instance, gold and silver, people hold gold and silver positions, those are liquidated because they're the most liquid of markets. It's the quickest way of raising cash known to man. And so they liquidate their gold and silver positions in order to cover their margin calls. And with gold going down to $849, silver down to $15.35 last night, there was a strong indication that that is exactly what was happening in the Asian and the European markets. However, the financial markets here in the U.S. Didn't see that, although the initial downdraft this morning, or Dow up and down almost 400 points, it crawled its way back after a number of boosts given by Mr. Paulson's speech that Congress was ready to act decisively and with bipartisan support. And surprisingly, before Paulson's speech was concluded, the announcement by the Fed that they had cut the Fed funds rate by 75 basis points was all that Wall Street needed in order to make a dramatic recovery, which, in light of where the market ended, was not really a recovery. Dow closed down 128 points to end the day at 11,971. They wanted to get it over 12,000. They didn't manage it. Next up, well, there's support at 11,600. After that, it's anybody's guess. NASDAQ closed down 47 points at 2,292. S&P 500 off 14, 1,310. Seems like just yesterday it was at 1,500. But the interesting thing, my friends, when George Bush took office, Dow Jones Industrials were 11,750. Oil was $20 a
barrel.
Do you
ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Gold had a spectacular day. I was watching this thing last night. Gold hit a low of $849. And when the dust settled, gold in New York City closed up $7.90 to end the day at $590.50. I usually say, be prepared for $20 swings in the price of gold on any given day. Well, try $50. You want to talk about volatility? Silver, likewise. Silver had a low last night of 1535, closed down 7 cents on the day, but still impressive gain on silver to close at $16.07. Platinum up $4 at $1,553. Palladium up $5 at $3.72. Currently in Asian trading, gold's up 20 cents at $891.30. It's a sign of relief for Asian traders. Silver off 3 cents at 604, platinum off $6 at 1,548, palladium off 3 at 370. Crude oil, another amazing story. Crude oil hit a low of $86 a barrel, closed off 13 cents, but crawled all the way back to $89. Actually, for a brief moment there, it stuck its head over $90. U.S. dollar index, which was all the story, U.S. dollar index yesterday was over 77, closed down quite substantially, well off 50 basis points to end the day at 76.32. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Can't complain, sir.
Well, as hard as I try to get back home in time to catch the top of the hour, I missed the Dow Jones and NASDAQ, what'd they do today?
Well, the Dow was down, but not as much as it was earlier in the day. It opened up down 400 points, closed down 128 points at 11,971, NASDAQ or 47, 2,292.
Well, where do you see this going over the next week to 30 days?
Well, interesting you should ask that question, because now obviously we are talking about a week coming up where the Fed is going to be once again in closed-door session to hand out another half-point rate cut coming up next week.
Now, didn't they just drop it 0.75 this morning?
Yep. But that was in order to forestall the world financial collapse.
Because I know Monday, I missed your show Monday, but I know the markets from Asia around through London took a beating, anywhere from 6 to 7.5%.
Probably, Australian markets lost about $48 billion, wiped off their books. They had their worst day ever yesterday. Asian markets was about $80 billion. And European markets managed to escape the sell-off just simply because they managed a small recovery because prior to them closing, very well timed, I might add, that the Fed announced the rate cut to pull the European markets out. So what you are seeing taking place in Asia right now is a relief rally. Nikkei currently is up 327 points. So it seems as though their short-term Band-Aid has obviously worked.
Well, I don't, at least from all I can figure out, listening to good information from people like you, I don't see that it can hold up another 30 days. I think the next 30 days is going to be kind of interesting. Okay,
well,
Robbie, thanks for your program.
All right, sir. Look, there's some serious problems. What caused this whole meltdown in the last 48 hours was obviously the bond insurers, AMBAC and a few others, that were put on notice by Standard & Poor's that they were going to lose their AAA credit rating. And when you lose your AAA credit rating, you have to raise a huge amount of cash. AMBAC in particular had to raise over $1 billion. The decline in Asia and Europe was predicated on not many people had any faith in AMBAC actually achieving that objective. However, AMBAC shares were up strongly today based on a report that they had secured funding. Where the funding came from, your guess is as good as mine. But that was in large part the nervousness of of foreign markets because of obviously the deterioration of bond insurers, and that's where the crux of the whole thing centered around. So there was one thing you have to do is applaud the plunge protection team for averting for now a financial collapse, and it should be noted as no coincidence that as the movers and shakers of the world's financial systems are all meeting in Davos, Switzerland, it was obviously pressure not only put on the White House, but pressure obviously put on the Federal Reserve. And I'm not sure that someone didn't call the Federal Reserve and let it be known in no uncertain terms that if they didn't immediately institute a rate cut, which everybody has been actually waiting for since Ben Bernanke announced it about a week and a half ago, that the Fed was ready to act in a decisive manner in order to forestall any financial uncertainties. The call was made to Bernanke probably last night and told him that, listen, if you don't do something, if you don't pull a rabbit out of the hat, we're going to go BK. We go BK, and I'm assuming it was one of the bond insurers. If we lose our AAA credit rating because we can't raise the capital, not only are we going to go out of business, but everybody else is going to go out of business, was the reason why everything was coordinated. Everything was coordinated this morning. The pulse and speech was coordinated to send a strong message that he was working with a bipartisan group of senators to push the stimulus through, so to get the money into the people's pockets. Well, like what 800 bucks is going to do? Who knows? But anyway, it's more psychological than anything else. We're playing a series of mind games as we speak. This is all perceptions. There's nothing in reality that we are dealing with. This is all perceptions. This is the perceptions that they wanted to push through. The only person that actually made any sense today, and I'll have it for you in a minute, was Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the only person that has, in my humble opinion, the right solution to the problem. But will anybody listen to him? Of course not, because they are all in denial. I mean, this is what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with a lot of people in denial. While touring Louisiana before today's caucuses, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul once again proposed eliminating federal income taxes and returning to a gold-backed currency to rescue the nation's economy. Paul had warned that the current economic crisis would develop and has blamed the Federal Reserve for creating it. Paul said, and we quote, "The Fed has again taken our country into a terrible crisis. Who else is talking about honest money that cannot be printed up at will by D.C. bureaucrats? My opponents in both parties are all the same variety of print-and-spend Keynesians." And this is basically what the argument is that we are having right now. It is between two camps, albeit our camp a little smaller, the Adam Smith wing, if you will, of economic sanity, as opposed to the Keynesian philosophy of economic insanity, because this is what we're dealing with. And so long as we subscribe, and I use that term very broadly, so long as we subscribe to the Keynesian economic model, we will face a global economic depression. As Lee Rogers today says, the global economic situation looks increasingly bad as we face a certain global depression, primarily due to the insane monetary policies of the central bankers. The Federal Reserve is now attempting to bail out failing financial institutions by creating more money out of thin air. Some of the big banks are reporting losses greater than their assets. Foreigners are also coming in and are buying up this nation's infrastructure. It is a complete disaster. Amazingly, the Federal Reserve is indicating that it will likely reduce interest rates again next week, which will cause further value destruction of the U.S. dollar. This, combined with Bush's so-called economic stimulus package, are phony solutions that will do nothing to starve off the coming economic calamity. In fact, the Federal Reserve is doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing if they sought a long-term solution. A long-term solution would involve strengthening the U.S. dollar with sound monetary policies, not by devaluing the dollar. And we'll have a lot more when we return.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeley's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There's a sign there on your back. Says, I don't mind if you kick me. Seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse. You think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow, and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam, and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, for the devil even knows you're there.
Welcome back to the flip side. You know, the amazing thing is the talking heads and the propagandists in the media are reluctantly being forced to admit that we are in a recession, despite the fact that we've been in a recession for quite some time now. And for a while now, they have asked if we are entering a recession instead of admitting that we've been in one. Now, the reality is becoming so clear that some are saying that we are facing the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. It is really quite amazing that the media has blacklisted coverage on Ron Paul's presidential campaign when he is the only one providing solutions to this economic crisis that we find ourselves in. It is obvious to anybody paying attention that the powers that be in the media aren't interested in resolving these problems because it matters not to them if the economy crashes. They are monopoly men. They seek consolidating wealth and power. They did this in the Great Depression by contracting the available money supply and through the seizure of American people's gold. It looks as if they are on track to do it again, but this time they'll be doing it by destroying the value of the U.S. dollar through mass amounts of inflation. And it's mind-boggling. to just sit and listen. I watched the, I hate to admit it, well, I skipped around a lot. The Democratic debate last night. I skipped around between my favorite TV show, which is WKRP in Cincinnati, which unfortunately came on at the same time as a presidential debate. But fortunately for me, the first question asked of the candidates was about, obviously, the collapsing financial markets, and none of them had a clue about how to avoid it outside of free money. I mean, this was their whole solution. Oh, yes, we support the stimulus program. Some actually even suggested that the stimulus program that Bush had announced at $150 billion was not enough, that there should be more. Well, this makes logical sense. Let's pile on more debt. We don't have to pay for it. We'll let our grandchildren pay for it. We're going to kick the can further down the road. I actually thought that the can had ended at a dead end, but apparently they found another way to kick it even further down the road. And they will continue to kick it further down the road because we're in a presidential election year. And the Fed is going to do everything it can to try and keep this ball of wax together come November, the first Tuesday in November. Which I might add something here I always find is amazing in the presidential election year, and I haven't done it this year, but if you look at April the 16th, you will find that April the 16th is the furthest day away from the first Tuesday in November. You have to ask yourself, why is this? Is this a coincidence? Why should we not be paying our taxes on November the 1st? You know why we don't pay our taxes on November the 1st? Because of the fact if we did pay our taxes on November the 1st, it would be fresh in our memories, and obviously we'd make certain of who we were going to vote for on the first Tuesday in November. But clearly, things do not look good as we face this global depression. And it's decidedly possible we are going to face this global depression. Gold should easily reach $1,000 an ounce and beyond this year. And we should also see silver hit $20 plus. I am surprised silver is sitting where it is. Silver should be up to $30, $40 by now, but it's not. But keep in mind that these are conservative estimates for $1,000 gold and $20 silver. On a long-term basis, the U.S. dollar is heading further into the toilet simply because we have insane people creating money out of nothing who think they can solve the existing problem by creating even more money. It is mass insanity on a large scale. And the more they do this, the more attractive gold and silver become to anybody that's paying attention. Don't expect the stimulus package of tax rebates to help matters. If Bush really wanted to stimulate the economy to have a lasting effect, he'd call for the abolishment of the IRS and the federal income tax. He'd also call for the elimination of the Federal Reserve System and return to an honest money system. This is just a simple phony solution. It is nothing more than smoke and mirrors designed to pacify the American people into thinking the government is doing something to fix the problem. Can you name one problem government has ever fixed? We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
To Bill Bonner, and I really don't mean to do this to depress you, but while we're on the subject, here's something else to worry about, says Mr. Bonner. Bill Gross, head of PIMCO, the world's biggest bond fund, calls it the shadow banking system. He's referring to the way money and credit fly around the globe, courtesy of the very same sophisticated and free institutions that created such prosperity for so many people in the financial industry. Banks recognize that not all their loans will be repaid. They operate on margins of safety, with reserves set aside for when things go wrong. But in the world of swaps, hedge funds, and derivatives, slick operators can invest billions with no margins of safety and no reserves. The result, Gross says, could be catastrophic. But today's banking system, as pointed out in recent investment outlooks, has morphed into something entirely different and inherently more risky. Our modern shadow banking system craftily dodges the reserve requirements of traditional institutions and promotes a chain ladder pyramid scheme of leverage based in many cases on no reserve cushion whatsoever. Financial derivatives of all descriptions are involved, but credit default swaps, otherwise known as CDSs, are perhaps the most egregious offenders. While margin does flow periodically to balance both parties' accounts, the conduits that hold CDS contracts are in effect non-regulated banks, much like their hedge fund brethren, with no requirements to hold reserves against a significant black swan run that might break them. According to the Bank of International Settlements, CDSs total $43 trillion were outstanding at year-end 2007, more than half the size of the entire asset base of the global banking system. Total derivatives amount to over $500 trillion, many of them finding their way into the balance sheets of structured investment vehicles, collateralized debt obligations, and other conduits of their ilk comprising the Frankensteinian levered body of shadowed banks. My friends, this is not to scare you in any way, shape, or form, but we are facing a financial crisis of epic proportion. And there's only one single person out there that could actually resolve this with a little pain, but resolve it. We've got four candidates out there that will send us onto the road to financial Armageddon. That's Huckabee, Romney, Giuliani, or McCain. Fortunately, we have one less contender because Fred is dead. And you know the funny thing about Huckabee? Huckabee, not only is he morally bankrupt, but he's financially bankrupt, has no money. Giuliani is hanging on by his fingernails, the shyster lawyer from New York. McCain is living in a dream world that he is some kind of war hero. And the only guy with any money, unfortunately, is Romney. But guess what? Ron Paul has got more money than Huckabee, Giuliani, or McCain. His Martin Luther King Day bomb, money bomb, was a big success. As a matter of fact, I think Ron Paul now has three of the records for raising the most money amongst Republican candidates on one day. And we're going to have to wait until Thursday night. This should be a doozy of a debate if they actually try to deal with the economic calamity we are facing. Now, of course, they won't be dealing with the economic calamity we are facing because they know that they'll get skunked if they bring that subject up. So we've got to talk about all the other fluff issues more than likely. How are you going to, because it's going to be hosted by Brian Williams and Tim Russert. So it's going to be a sort of, well, what are you going to do about health care? How are you going to fix the broken infrastructure? Nothing will be about the U.S. dollar. None of these guys can address this. McCain is obviously the least intelligent of all. Well, I don't know. McCain and Huckabee. Well, McCain, Huckabee. Well, they all idiots. I mean, it's an embarrassment. I mean, it looks as though Who did I hear today? I heard someone today make a statement that the reason the financial markets are collapsing, I wasn't listening to Rush. It's something Rush would say. The reason why the financial markets are collapsing is because the world now realizes we're either going to have a black president or a white woman president. In other words, that's a reason for the market collapsing. I mean, this is a simplistic mindset of the so-called conservative talking heads that we have to deal with on a daily basis. The misinformation, the outright lies, and the propaganda is mind-boggling. In no matter which way you look at it, because we are facing serious consequences. But anyway, outside of that, Peter Gingrich, in his latest Gingrich letter. Now, Peter Gingrich, he's been around for a long time. He's very respected in the world of high finance. He's never been a gold bug. I don't know why people say Peter Gingrich has ever been a gold bug. He's never been a gold bug. He's never been a full-blown. He's not as crazy as I am. But he's a smart guy. He's been around the block a few times. And in his latest newsletter, he says, gold is simply correcting another overbought condition. It has the possibility of $50 on the downside risk, and it has $300 upside potential rewards. So I am very bullish on gold. And as I said, this is not about anything else other than what we are facing. We are watching the suicide of the U.S. dollar. As a matter of fact, it's quite surprising that the U.S. dollar has lasted as long as it has. I mean, even members from the Council on Foreign Relations have often said that the dollar has outlived its usefulness. I don't know if we're moving to the concept of one world government. I've heard a few comments coming out today from people in Davos, Switzerland, saying that they are concerned about solving the world's financial problems. Well, we know exactly what their solution to solving the world's financial problems is a centralized government, most probably headquartered in Brussels, with a single world currency. And that's more than likely where we are headed. We are headed to, I hate using the term because it's so 90s, the New World Order. I mean, for many years, we couldn't figure out who the New World Order was. For years, the Council on Foreign Relations was an unknown entity. You know that in the 90s, in 1995, I think, was the first time the Council on Foreign Relations actually even became public. Up until that point, it was a fictitious bunch of old men who sat around in a wood-paneled suite somewhere smoking cigars and drinking cognac, and Rush Limbaugh said anybody who believed in the secret organization was a kook. Now they have a web page. Now they show up on television on a regular basis. They even appear on his show and are proud to announce themselves members on the Council on Foreign Relations. And I have to go back, and unfortunately, it's just a fact of life. This is all brought about by the vision of Cecil John Rhodes of a one-world government at the time from Cairo to Cape Town. But through his Rhodes Scholarship and the three wills of Cecil John Rhodes, which set up the Round Table, a secretive organization which cloaked itself in religiosity, does that sound familiar, in order to move the world towards that. And in 1909, it crossed the pond and morphed itself into the United States as a Council on Foreign Relations. And think about this. Up until 1995, it was a secretive organization, unknown by anyone. And now when we look at these movers and shakers, these people that are making these decisions, what a shock, what a surprise that they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, every single one of them. And they're all petrified to death of Ron Paul. not saying that Ron Paul would put the end to the Council on Foreign Relations, but he would certainly dent their level of influence. Because this is where we're going. This is where they want to take us. Unfortunately for them, I think their timing was a little misguided. I don't think they took into account that the black swan would show up as fast as it did, because they had their little whiz kids from MIT create these computer models where they could create something out of nothing. Same, it's a Keynesian. It's, once again, we're back to these Keynesians. These are the same people. Keynesian politics, economics, I should say, is taught in all the so-called institutes of higher learning in America, these Ivy League colleges. Why people spend so much money to send these people to get indoctrinated, it beats me. If you've got a kid that's graduating from high school, you want to give him a world experience, you want to give him an education that's not going to cost you $100,000, buy him a round-the-world ticket. You can buy round-the-world tickets. You can't double back. You have to go in one circle. So if you leave America, you go to Hawaii, and then to Australia, and then to Asia, then to Europe, and then you come back again. And it's good for a year. So, and it's not expensive. Maybe $5,000. Buy him a round-the-world ticket. Give him $20,000 that you would pay to these stupid institutions. And I guarantee you, when he comes back after a year, he will be more educated than brain-dead yahoos that have been sitting there for the last 4 years. As a matter of fact, they even... There's some kids I heard they turn it into a vocation. Well, they've got parents that are dumb enough to spend that kind of money. But this is what they feed into these little heads of mush. These Keynesian policies of debts are not important. Gold is a barbaric relic of the past. These are the people that we are dealing with. These are the people who have absolutely no concept of anything outside the small little bubble that they live in. And maybe they want to create an environment of chaos and mayhem. Because we will have a climate of chaos and mayhem. We may end up looking like South Africa, where they can't even switch on the lights over there. What was a first world country now is having roving blackouts, which is really good to facilitate the crime sprees that are going on, not talking about, obviously, people dying because their breathing machines are not operating when the lights go out. And all over Africa, the lights are going out on a regular basis, causing all kinds of chaos. The whole Southern African thing is falling into chaos. As a matter of fact, the world that we are living in is an exceedingly more dangerous place, and it's not because of Al-Qaeda. We have got today NATO flexing its muscle, saying that preemptive nuclear strike is a key option. Well, nuke those SOBs. Well, better watch out, because Russia is playing hardball. And by the way, Russia has just expanded its gold reserves to the highest level ever. Wouldn't it be nice if the United States was increasing its gold reserves? Have we kind of swapped places somehow? Has the Soviet Union become America? Has America become the Soviet Union? Well, British and Norwegian jets today are tracking Russian blackjack bombers as they test launch missiles in the Atlantic near France and Spain. Two Tu-160 strategic bombers, codenamed Blackjack by NATO, were being escorted by NATO F-16 and Tornado jets. Russia ain't sitting on its laurels by any stretch of the imagination. And for the last 7 years, we are expected to believe that the greatest threat facing America is some guy living in a cave in Afghanistan, walking around in sandals and a bathrobe. I mean, to think of this in all its enormity, it's almost mind-boggling to think about. And here we have Michael Chertoff, head of Homeland Security, is a dual citizen of Israel, who's implementing Israeli policies in the United States. That's why I said yesterday, you know, we might as well just call this whole experiment off. Let's put the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence behind a glass wall somewhere so we can show our children what it used to be like and just rename the country Israel. Because after all, it seems as though the Zionists are not only controlling our banks and our news organizations, they control every facet of this government. Now I've had my rant and I feel much better now. Thank you very much. We'll be back. I'll take up now.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free. 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Tuesday. A reminder, coming up tomorrow, we change direction from finance a little bit when we speak to Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and we find out more about what the Zionists are up to, and it's obviously no good, as usual. Going to be doing double duty tonight. Don't usually stay up this late, but I will be on Rick Adams' show coming up 10 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, talking about pretty much what we were just talking about, kind of replay, if you will. Tuesday being the Bob Chapman special day, we have 12 British sovereigns, quarter of an ounce each, means 3 ounces of gold, plus 100 silver eagles, shipped and delivered to your front door for $4,689. And all you have to do is give us a call. And yes, as I said, I'm usually in bed by 9 o'clock, fast asleep, but I'll be up and about, all wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, until I hook up with Rick Adams, so you are more than welcome to call at 1-800-691-7898. And once again, the Bob Chapman special. You also receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster. If you already receive the Forecaster, you can either donate it to someone else you think may need this information, or simply you can extend your contract for 1 year. So once again, that's 12 British sovereigns, 100 silver eagles. Now, these are $1 pure silver eagles. These aren't the 90% peace dollars or Morgan dollars. These are pure silver, and they are spendable. They're legal tender. They're not rounds. And the total package, as we said, shipped and delivered is $4,689. I have no doubt in my mind that we will see $1,000 gold long before anybody expected us ever to see $1,000 gold. Because what we are dealing with here, this is not complicated in any way, shape, or form. We are witnessing the last throes of the U.S. dollar. No fiat currency has survived longer than 100 years. Even Alan Greenspan admitted as much. In a speech he once gave, said there will come a time in America where we are bartering and trading with cockle shells. You can't believe that. Anyway, till tomorrow, unless you catch me on Rick Adams' show, see you back.